A couple of great ways to get bite-sized chunks of CPD. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose, and today I just want to draw your attention to a couple of ways to get an easy-to-digest breakdown of urgent care-relevant papers. For a specialty with such a broad scope as urgent care, keeping on top of the latest papers can be tricky and time-consuming. One of the reasons we keep this Bite podcast short and sweet is that it is designed to give you a little morsel of information or direction that can lead you into delving deeper. But having to wade through too much to get to that morsel can be infuriating. Hence, these short podcasts are called Urgent Bites. There are many ways to get information these days. Twitter and Facebook are used by many to share tips and ideas, and any peer discussion is a great way to disseminate information. In many ways, we are a hive mind, all sharing and learning from one another to grow the collective knowledge. Sometimes our learning is stimulated by a recognised need. You may find your knowledge is deficient in an area, and you therefore go out to correct that deficiency. This is the sort of learning that is at the heart of the revised recertification programme. But opportunistic learning can occur when you happen upon information, like reading the morning newspaper. For many of you, after a long day on the coalface of medicine, going home and reading journals is not what the doctor ordered. But one way I easily keep up to date with the latest papers is to read a summary of the evidence collated by someone else. The first such breakdown I read is by subscribing to researchreview.co.nz. Their website has lots of medical education within, but I get sent the monthly newsletter for the GP Research Review. It praises latest papers and then comments on the findings as they relate to primary care practice. They also have other specialties covered, so you can choose what interests you. I find it a really convenient way to digest what is relevant, and it usually leads me to taking a deeper dive into that area. This month, there was a paper that looked at whether antibiotics in otitis media prevented serious complications, for example. Now, these are a general practice review. So if you want an urgent care specific version, I would direct you towards the Journal of Urgent Care Medicine, because each month they put out an Abstracts in Urgent Care, which summarises urgent care relevant papers. The two abstracts editors, Drs. Avijit Barai and Ivan Coe, are both fellows of our college and do a great job of bringing you a quick update on the latest papers you should know about. So maybe put aside an hour a month and review these two sources. Now we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.